What God says about what He has said. One fact is certain. When you are plunged into pain, your built-in conviction that God truly exists is exposed. His name is one of the first names within the reach of your grasping mind, regardless of whether you use it to praise Him or to curse Him. I'm not going to argue here for the existence of God, because God Himself doesn't even consider that necessary. But I would like to take you to the next question. If God exists, and He does, then we must ask, has God spoken? Yes, God has spoken, revealing boundless information about Himself, both through His created order and also in His written word. Moreover, God Himself came into this world in Jesus Christ to publicly unveil His heart. God has spoken volumes. I mention this in connection with grief because of the bewilderment that accompanies grief. Of prime interest in your mind may be what God has said about this tragedy. How do you find out, finally, what God has to say about the extreme circumstances you have found yourself in? Do you need to find a guru who claims to be able to communicate with the dead in order to bring you peace from the afterlife? Do you need a dream specialist in order to interpret your dreams to make sense of what God is trying to say to you? Do you need to take note of strange noises in your home and try to listen carefully with your soul so that you don't miss something important your loved one is trying to say to you? Do you need to formulate your own framework of thought so that you can settle the questions in your heart and come to terms with this tragedy, regardless of whether your conclusions are correct or not? Do you need to consult a so-called prophet in the church to give you a word from God? Do you need a priest or renowned exorcist to identify and cast out supposed demons or evil spirits? Do you need to seek out a famous preacher to pray for you in order to give you the mystery power to break free? Do you need to be hypnotized in order to unravel the hidden secrets of your pain? Is your loved one still floating around you, trying to say something to you? Is God angry with you? Is that why this has happened? People resort to the most surprising extremes when trapped in intense pain. The safest and only place to start is with this unshakable conviction: God has spoken. Take courage in this fact. You really can know with complete confidence what God has to say about your calamity. Moreover, when you see what God has said, written on the pages of the Bible, you need to know that because it is God who has spoken, these words are as dependable as if God Himself had spoken them. You have just witnessed a loved one pass from this life into eternity. It is critical that you know how to think about that, not only as it affects the person who has died, but how it affects you. You need the final statement of God on this matter, and you have it. No deeper wisdom exists. No surer truth is floating out there somewhere in the hands of the gurus. Here, you have God's final say. A story about a tragedy that unfolded late one stormy night comes to mind. Heavy rains had fallen, causing rivers to swell and overflow their banks, taking with them some important bridges. After the bulk of the water had receded, the authorities dragged their feet when it came to erecting warning signs that the bridges had been washed away. On this sad night, vehicle after vehicle, speeding through the darkness beside the safety of the white center line on the tar, plunged over the edge into the blackness, smashing into previous vehicles that had plummeted from that same precipice. Obviously, none of the victims on this night were in any condition to alert the authorities, so no one was warned. At long last, word reached the authorities, who set up a warning sign to stop other motorists from destroying themselves in the same way. God, of course, is not guilty of dragging his feet when it comes to erecting a warning sign. Rather, his signboards have been positioned with precision since the creation of the world. God has been, as it were, standing in the road in front of you to warn you that the bridge has been washed away. How tragic that so many simply swerve in irritation around him and blunder into the disaster that lies ahead. Because God has spoken, as I looked into the face of my dead wife, I had peace, because I knew the mind of God regarding her life and death, my life and death, and the lives and deaths of the masses who populate this planet. Not only can you find peace in knowing that you have God's final word on this matter, but you can know that God has spoken clearly. If you are serious about knowing what God is saying and are willing to prayerfully apply yourself to understanding the Bible, you will understand. Although you already have a built-in knowledge that God exists, it is absolutely necessary that you understand what God is saying in the Bible in order to know the specifics you need to know about God. You cannot discover this information about God in any other way. Finally, as you study God's Word, you will discover that it contains every last detail that is important for you to know in order to understand God accurately and how He relates to you, your calamity, and the world around you. What a confidence you can have in the face of the turmoil in your heart, knowing that you have God's final, clear, authoritative Word on every detail. This is what God says about what He has said.